Good morning.
早上好。
Praise the Lord.
我们赞美主。
Yeah. Let us turn to the Word of God.
我们来先读一些经文。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
And verses 4 and 5.
第四到第五节。
Ephesians 1, 4 and 5.
以弗所书第一章第四节。
Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before Him in love.
以弗所书第一章第四节，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前，在他爱里成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章
14 to the end, 21st verse.
在十四节到后面。
For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with power through His Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to Him be the glory in the Church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever.
以弗所书第三章从十四节开始，因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地上的各家都是从他得名，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，将你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长或高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿们。
Let us look unto the Lord.
愿我们把时间交在他手上。
Pray.
我们一同来祷告。
Beloved and loving Lord,
我们亲爱的主。
We praise you and worship you as we come in your presence.
我们敬拜赞美你，当我们来到你的面前的时候。
We are very grateful to you that you have given us this wonderful privilege time.
我们何等的感恩，我们有这样的特权，可以有这样的与你和有这样的时间。
To attentively listen to what you have to speak.
来仔细的聆听你要向我们说的话。
So we humble ourselves and ask you to speak.
我们在你面前自卑，我们求你向我们来说话。
Nothing of man, nothing of earth, but only from the throne, from above, we want to hear.
不是从人来，也不是属于这个世界，乃是从你宝座那里流露给我们的话语。
So wash me and cleanse me, and fill me with your Holy Spirit, to only open my mouth to speak your word.
求你来接近我，你的圣灵来充满我，使我可以说你的话语。
In the most highly exalted name, my beloved Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Amen.
我们祷告是奉主被高举的名， Amen.
Beloved brothers and sisters,
蒙爱的弟兄姊妹们，
The Lord gave us some time ago,
神给我们一些时间
to meditate on His eternal and ultimate purpose.
在之前我有与大家分享过关于神的最终极的目的。
God is from before creation very much busy with one thing and one person, that is His Son.
神在创造以前，他的心意就已经在他的儿子里面，就是在他儿子这个人里面。
God's heart is filled only with His Son Jesus Christ.
神的心意乃是在他儿子里面得着满足的。
The Father loves the Son abundantly and eternally.
我们的父爱他的儿子是这样永远丰富的这样爱他。
So last time when the Lord gave me the burden and responsibility to share the word.
所以在上次当神给我这样的一个负担来分享的时候，
The Lord spoke to us about His purpose in creation.
所以神就和我们讲， 我就和大家分享到神他在他创造里面的心意。
And we saw that it was His pleasure that He created the entire universe.
而我们看见说是乃是于神他喜悦他所创造的这一切。
So His will is His purpose, and His purpose is His will.
他的旨意也就是他的目的，他的目的也是他的旨意。
And we know that it is the purpose of God to sum up all things, heavenly and earthly, in His Son, our beloved Lord.
所以我们知道神的旨意乃是使天上地上一切的都在他儿子里面同归于一。
And so we read this morning, today we are going to see, by God's grace, this purpose of God, that is His Son and His church.
所以今天早晨我们按着神的恩典，我们和大家一同来分享神的旨意还有他的教诲。
So as we read in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4,
所以当我们来读以弗所书第一章第四节的时候，
It's a very remarkable word.
是十分重要的一节。
So pay attention and keep your eyes focused on verse 4.
所以我们请求弟兄姊妹能够注意到第四节里面所讲到的。
Just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we will be holy and blameless before Him in love.
这里讲到，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁、无有瑕疵。我们是在他爱里面这样成为的。
Brother Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, writes that God chose us from before the foundations of the world to be holy and blameless. And he ends the sentence.And then at the end of that verse, he adds, the Holy Spirit adds, in love.
所以我们的保罗弟兄他被神这样子的来鼓舞，就跟我们分享到，神乃是从创立世界以前就在基督里拣选我们，而且因着圣灵所指引他的，他就写到，我们的神是在爱里面使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
So him.The sentence ends.
所以讲到说是在英文的翻译里面是讲到在他面前。
And without anything, the Holy Spirit writes in him.
所以圣灵就指示保罗来写在他里面。
So beloved, this is that God who is love.
而讲到说这个他就是爱。
We are chosen in God, in His Son, that God is love.
我们是在他儿子里面，在他里面被拣选的，而他就是爱。
Then in chapter 3 we read that Paul prays that we should all, verse 17 especially, chapter 3, that so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you being rooted and grounded in love.
而在以弗所书第三章的，特别是在第十七节那里讲到，基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
Chapter 3, verse 17.
在第三章十七节。
That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you being rooted and grounded in love.
是基督因我们的信住在我们心里，叫我们的爱有根有基。
So we see that he began in verse 4 of chapter 1, and then he went on, and after almost 2 3/4 or 2 1/2 chapters, he comes on once again to this great fact, to this great desire, to this great choosing that God has done in his Son, to be grounded, to be rooted in him that is love.
所以我们就看到保罗从第一章第四节一直写，然后经过了第二章第三章，来到第三章的时候讲到说，我们可以我们可以，我们的爱心可以在基督里面有根有基，我们乃是在他里面，他就是爱里面被拣选的。
Then we come to 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4.
然后我们来到彼得后书的第一章第四节。
Let us read it.
让我们一起来读。
With great attention.
我们来注意这一节经文。
For by these he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust.
彼得后书第一章第四节，因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
The focus of the Lord today is this, that by then you may become partakers of the divine nature.
所以今天神要在我们当中所做的，乃是我们得与神的性情有份。
So we come to know that God's desire is that we do not just take up, but we become the partakers of what God is.
所以我们看到神他愿意我们成为那个与他性情有份的人，就是成为他自己。
We have to understand two things about God.
我们要明白两点关于神的性情。
Who is God?
神他是谁？
And what is God?
那神他是怎样的？
God is three persons, one God.
神他是三位一体的神。
God is three persons, one God.
神是三位一体的神。
God is always three and always one all the time.
神他虽然是有三个位格，但他也是三位一体的。他有这三个位格的同时，他也是一位神。
So when we answer the question, who is God? It is Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, three persons, God, God one.
所以当我们来思想说神是谁的时候，他是父、子和圣灵同时同在三位一体的神。
No one can and will be able to comprehend this completely and say, oh, now I know God wholly.
没有人可以说我可以完全的明白三位一体的神他是怎样的。
It is only the love of God that reveals himself into the heart of the believer, this fact, this truth, that God is three and God is one all the time.
所以神他借着他爱我们，他向信徒来显明这样的一个真理，他是三位一体的神。
And as we go on, as the Holy Spirit talks to us, we come to know that God has many attributes.
所以当圣灵向我们启示神他自己的时候，我们就看到神他许多不同的性情。
We do not call them characteristics of God.
这不是说神的性格，乃是他的性情。
Because there is one great fact about God, you'll be shocked to know, God does not exist.
关于神有一个很奇妙的一点，就是神他不仅是存在的。
Because exist means ex.Ist means out of.
因为 sorry, can you repeat?
X means out. Out from, out of.
因为说到存在，好像就是它是从一个什么东西里面所生出来的。
So this creation is out of God's heart, out of God's speaking out and creating.
所以神的讲到神的创造，神的创造是从神这里来的。
God is，
但神是他就是自有用，他是他的所事。
He did not come out of anything。
他不是从一个什么东西里面生出来的。
He has been，
他就是他自己的所事。
One time, a professor of Greek, means a New Testament Greek, asked his students.And he asked, when did Christ become eternal?
有一次这个教希腊文的一个教授他就问他的学生神是什么时候变成是永生的神。
So somebody said, when he was born.
然后有学生就回答说当他当神出生的时候。
Somebody said, when he was baptized and the Holy Spirit came upon him.
当神他是受浸的时候，当圣灵降在他身上的时候。
Every time the professor said, no.
然后教授就说，不是这样的。
Then somebody said, when he rose up from the dead.
然后有人就回答说，应该是当神他从那个从死里复活的时候。
And somebody said, the professor said, no.
然后这个教授也说不是这样的。
Then somebody said when he ascended into heaven.
然后有人就回答说当神他升天的时候。
The professor said no, he didn't become eternal, no.
然后教授还是说他不是从那时候就有永生的。
There was a student at the back of the class.
但有一位学生他坐在教室的最后面。
His hand was up.
他就举手。
The professor said, yes, brother.
然后这个教授就说 OK 弟兄你来回答
And that young student said He has been eternal He doesn't have to become eternal
所以这个学生他就说他就回答说他就是永生的他就是永远的他不需要成为永远
So here we read in second chapter of Peter and verse 4 that is sorry second PeterChapter 1 verse 4, that God desires and God has given us precious and magnificent promises so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature.
所以在彼得后书一章四节里面就讲到神他愿意把这又宝贵又极大的应许给我们这个应许就是让我们得与神的性情有份。
He has already given us to be the partakers of his nature.
神他已经把这个应许给我们就是让我们成为那个与他性情有份的人。
But no man, no creature, no angel, no archangel, nor anything or anyone will be ever omnipotent, omniscient, or omnipresent.
但是没有任何的人还有天使能够像神那样是全能全知和全在的
We will never become all knowing all powerful and present everywhere ever even in eternity
我们作为人，就尽管是在永远里面，我们也不能像神那样是全知全能和全在的。
This makes God God, eternal.
这是神他独有的属性，是神他是那位永在的神。
So when he shares his divine divinity with us, he does not share these.
所以当神他与我们使我们与他的性情有份的时候，他不是与我们来分享他独有的这些性情。
To have these, you have to not to exist, but to be all the time.
如果你有这样的性情的话，你就不是只是存在了，你是要成为那自由拥有的那位所是。
And yet God says, and it is written very clearly, that we may become the partakers of his divine nature.
而神他讲得很清楚，特别在英文的翻译里面讲到说，我们要成为与他性情有份的人。
So we say these are the incommunicable attributes. He does not communicate. He does not share with any creature omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence.
所以我们讲到这三个属性的时候，乃是讲到神他独有的属性，不是跟我们人可以分享的属性。
But,God has something much more to give us, better to give us, to partake with us, to become the particles.
但神有更好的与我们分享，乃是与我们同享他其中一部分的性情。
And these are the communicable attributes of God.
这是神他与我们共享的属性。
Communicable, next slide.
下一个。
Yeah, attributes of God, divine being, we see, is the love.First of all, love.
而讲到神他与我们共享的属性的时候，就讲到爱。
And we see life first. Sorry, it's first the life.
首先是讲到生命。
And John chapter 1 verse 4 says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." John chapter 1 verse 4.
在约翰福音第一章第四节讲到，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
So he gives us.His eternal life.
所以神他给我们他永远的生命。
He gives us the eternal light. He makes us light. He makes us life.
他使我们成为光，使我们有他的生命。
First John chapter 4 verse 8 says that the one who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
在约翰一书第四章八节里面讲到，没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
So he has given us his own love, and to be that love in him.
所以神就把他的爱给我们，使我们在他里面成为爱。
Then there is the attribute of incorruptibility.
然后也讲到神他不能朽坏的这个属性
，which we saw at length last time in April.
所以我们在四月份的时候有详细的分享到这一点。
So this is in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10, incorruptibility.
在提摩太后书一章十节里面有讲到。
That we don't dwell on it. We go on. Then there is holiness of God.
然后又讲到神是圣洁的。
Levi chapter 11 verse 44.
在利未记十一章四十四节。
And says, "Be holy, for I am holy."
然后讲到说，因为我是圣洁的，你们也要圣洁。
That is also repeated in Peter's.
然后有重复过很多次。
So he shares his holiness with us. He makes us holy.
他也使我们成为圣洁。
Then God is eternal.
而神他是永生的。
So we read it in Daniel, the eternal God is there. Sorry, we read it in Deuteronomy.
所以我们在这个生命记里面有讲到。
The eternal God is your refuge.
讲到说永生的神是你的居所。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him has eternal life.
讲到说神爱世人，就把他独生子赐给我们。
So this eternality of God is given to us.
所以神这个永生的这个性格性情是给了我们的。
Daniel 9:14 we read, "The Lord our God is righteous."
而在但以理书九章十四节讲到神在他所行的事上都是公义的。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30 we see, He is our righteousness.
在哥林多前书里面讲到说神是我们的公义。
These are the communicable attributes of God. Means He gives us, He joyfully, He has decided eternally to become eternal, love, life, incorruptible, holy, righteous.
所以这些是神与我们所分享的他的性情，他乐意把这些性情给我们，使我们可以像他一样，是爱，是圣洁的，是公义的，不能朽坏，是生命，是光。
Now, one thing, I cannot give my holiness to my brothers or sisters.
但有一点我们要注意，就是我不能把我的圣洁给我的弟兄姊妹们。
I cannot give my righteousness to my brothers or sisters.
我也不能把我的公义给我的弟兄或姊妹。
I cannot be the life and light to my brothers and sisters.
我不能成为弟兄姊妹们的生命或者是光。
And so on.
啊，就诸如此类。
But one.
但有一样我是可以给的。
Agape, love. I can love God. I can love my brothers and sisters, and I can receive the same.
但有一样我是可以给的，我也可以领受的，就是神的爱。我可以把神的爱分享给我的弟兄姊妹们，我也可以从弟兄姊妹们身上领受神的爱。
So today we want to understand this great aspect.Of love, God's love.
所以今天我们愿意一起来思想神的爱。
He has chosen us before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless in love.
所以神他在创世以前就拣选我们，使我们可以在他爱里成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
And that love is God.
而这个爱就是神他自己。
God is love.
神就是爱。
You cannot reverse it and say love is God.
我们不能反过来说爱就是神。
Love is not God.
爱不是神。
God is love.
而是神就是爱。
First John chapter 4 verse 8 says, it does not say God is love.
而在约翰一书四章八节里面没有说爱就是神。
But it says, for God is love.
而是讲到因为神就是爱。
There is a reason why that is written like that.
这作者这样写是有原因的。
Now, those who study philosophy and those who study the significance of words, they know that there is only one ultimate cause.
所以那些学习哲学的或者是做语言学习的人，他们就能够来思，他们有一个结论，就讲到有一个终极的这个目标目的。
And that cause is God.
哦，是一个终极的起源，而那个起源就是神。
God is the cause.
神是他那个起源。
God is the reason of all and age and everything.Without that, everything becomes meaningless.
神是一切所在的原因。如果没有了神，这一切就变得没有意义了。
So please try to understand.
所以请求大家可以来思想这一点。
We love and we do love because the word of God says, because God is love, for God is love.
我们爱是因为神他自己就是爱。
We cannot have the idea of love, the understanding of love, the experience of love, unless and until we have the center that is God who is love.
若神他不是我们的中心的话，我们没有办法说我们能够明白爱，甚至是经历爱。神必须要成为爱的中心。
It is the attitude of the three persons in the Trinity and that attitude of love to one another. You understand? Father loves the Son. Son loves the Father and the Holy Spirit. Father loves the Son and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit loves the Son and the Father.
这个爱乃是显明在神他三位一体的这个性这个特殊的属性里面，就如父他爱子和圣灵，圣灵也爱父和子一样。
In the original language, the word agape means preference.
在原文里面，这个 agape 这个字就是讲到神的爱，是讲到说喜悦。
Preference. They prefer not. The Father does not prefer Himself. He prefers the Son and the Holy Spirit.
所以讲到说，这个父他不是只喜悦他自己，他乃是喜悦这个他的子和圣灵。
The Son does not prefer Himself. He prefers the Father and the Holy Spirit.
而子也不是在他里面有的喜悦，他也是。在父神里面，在圣灵里面的喜悦。
And the Holy Spirit does not prefer himself; he prefers the Son and the Father.
而圣灵也同样的，在神里面，在子里面是得喜悦。
So this relationship of these three eternally, that is love.
而这个三位一体，这三个位格之间，这个爱的关系，就显明了爱。
And he has made us the partakers, made us just like that.
而神他就使我们可以在得享这样的性情。
But not anyhow, but only through that cross.
不是借着别的，乃是借着十字架。
Only through that cross, brothers and sisters, God could bring us Himself.The love that He is in us.
而是借着十字架，神他就把他的爱显明给我们。
He is related eternally to us. We can't understand, but we experience His love.
神他借着十字架就与我们建立那个永远的爱的连结，我们虽然不能完全明白，但是我们确实都能亲身经历的。
From the moment we are born again,
在我们重生得救的那一刻开始，
He comes wooing as a man would woo a girl or lady.
他就来制作我们。
Much more than that.
宠爱我们。
Because this love is not for himself. It is the love for the other.
因为这个爱不是为着他自己，这个爱乃是为着别人的。
It is the love for you. It is the love for me. It is the love for all, dearly beloved.
这个爱是为着你，为着我，为着所有这些蒙爱的。
So it is not like something that somebody brings a piece of cake and says, partake this, take part. No, not like that.
这个爱它不只是像一个人拿着一块蛋糕然后跟你说你拿一块蛋糕吧。
Therefore, it is written in love.
所以讲
verse chapter, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4, last sentence, in love.
所以在以弗所书一章四节里面讲到是在爱的里面。
There is nothing else.But only him in love. That love is him, he.
所以没有别的人，只有他可以说是在他的里面，他自己就是代表了爱，是在爱的里面。
Divine love consummates divine given faith. It consummates.
所以这个神圣的爱，他要借着这个信心。
When we come to know God, we begin to know Him. We begin to understand Him. We begin to comprehend Him. And yet, we want to know Him much more.
当我们来到神的面前的时候，我们想要开始来明白神。然后，但是我们看见说，明白神他里面这个丰富，他说何等的丰富。
God knows us through and through.
神他完全的明白我们。
Nobody should tell God that, do you know Joel, this has, he has this thing in him? God says, I created him, I know him.
没有人可以就是跟神辩论说，哎，你知道这个弟兄身上有这个这个或那个那个吗？但是神他可以说，我是创造弟兄的，我完全的知道他。
So you and I cannot come and say, I know God wholly, completely, absolutely. I do not have to know any more now.
我们没有人可以在神面前，或者是可以说我们完全的明白神。
The love of God in us is a constant thirst, constant, continual thirst.
我们对神的这个渴慕，想要认识神，是就像那个我们一直在饥渴，能够来认识神一样。
And as you fellowship with God,
当我们来与神有交通的时候，
that thirst is quenched continually.
当我们来想要来认识神的时候，我们这个渴慕就被得以充满。
But it makes you more thirsty.
但是我们更多的来认识神的时候，我们就更多的渴慕神。
So you want, that's why you want him more and more and more.
所以我们就想要更多、更多、更多的来认识他。
And that will continue eternally.
而这个更多的来认识他，乃是是在永远里面，我们要更多的来认识他。
And when God shall see that in us, when God shall see that in us, thirsty.And quenching.
当神他这样来浇灌我们，说我们浇灌我们的饥渴的时候
，He will rejoice.
神他自己也得着了喜悦。
He is satisfied.
他心里可以得着满足。
And what happens, you know?
那会发生什么呢
？Though you are thirsty, you will be satisfied.
尽管你是这样的饥渴渴慕，你也会得着满足。
That satisfaction is not something.It is Him.
而神他自己就成为了我们的满足。
To have Him. To have Him.
能够来这样子，我们可以这样来拥护神。
To know Him more than what I knew Him yesterday.
能够来比昨天更多的明，今天我比昨天更多来明白他。
So I'm satisfied.
这样我就得满足。
But then, I know He is much more.
但然后呢，我又发现说，神他又是更加丰富的。
Is much more I don't know, so I wouldn't know. I much like to know.
他在神里面有很多我还不明白的。
So that continues.
然后这个就一直持续。
Therefore,
因此
，The Lord who has created us knows this.
所以神他创造我们的神，他知道这一点。
He wrote it in first chapter 3 of Ephesians.
所以在以弗所书第三章里面讲到。
So here we read in 17th verse.
在十七节讲到。
So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.
基督因着我们的信住在我们的里面。
That you being rooted and grounded in love.
使我们的爱心有根有基。
Then we continue now. Now that comes.That everlasting thirst and everlasting quenching. I call this the everlasting thirst and the everlasting quenching. Let us read it together. Beautiful.
所以我叫这个就是我们一直对神有这样的渴慕，但是神就一直这样来浇灌我们，说我们的渴慕可以得满足。
That you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth.What is the length, the height, and depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, yet you may be filled up to all the fullness of God.
愿我们一同来读第十八节，讲到能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长或高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
So here all of us are brought to the brink of the great vast ocean of God that is love.
所以我们就好像我们这众人都被带到神他这样子如海洋般广阔的大爱里面。
But he doesn't say jump one by one.
这没有说我们就要一个一个的跳进去。
He says, He says, come all and jump all together.
不是一个一个的来跳进神的大爱里面。
All together, dive into Christ.
乃是我们一同所有人一起来跳进神的爱里面。
All together, all of us.
是我们所有人一起。
All the saints that have gone before us.
还有与众圣徒他们可能已经走在我们前面了，我们一同来进入
神的爱里面。All the saints that are coming after us.
还有所有在我们之后来的圣徒。
Because he encompasses all.
因为神他是超过一切的。
He knows all.
他也知道一切。
And therefore, he wants to enjoy him.All of us together.
所以他愿意我们一同来享受他。
And therefore he says,
因此这里讲到
being rooted and grounded in love.
所以讲到说使我们的爱心，我们的爱心可以在它里面有根有基。
Dearly beloved, we have to be rooted and grounded in Christ.
所以蒙爱的我们要在基督里面我们要有根有基
Deep, deep, deep Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus We sang this morning
就像我们今天早晨唱的诗歌神深深深深的爱
And I thought Brother Sam would now speak all my message maybe
我就以为领会的 Sam 弟兄会就讲我要讲
Yeah, because all, it was all like just like thatAnd we never talked about that this is going to be the message this, today. But the Holy Spirit inspired our brother to bring that song.
我今天之前没有跟弟兄分享我今天早晨所要分享的，但好像圣灵就来把这个负担放在弟兄身上来分享那首诗歌。
The whole theme of the worship this morning was love of God, the God who is love. All if you and he quoted.Romans 5:8-11.
所以今天早晨我们聚会播饼的时间，这整个的主题就是爱，也有讲到在罗马书第五章八到十节。
And I thank God, you know why?
我感谢神。
That he did not choose one verse.
因为弟兄没有只提到了一句一节经文。
With the Lord had impressed on my heart.
但他有讲到好几节经文。
Romans 5:5.
乃是其中一节也是我有负担和大家分享的。
Yes, the brother spared me that. Romans 5:5.
在罗马书第五章第五节。
Let us read loudly.
我们一同来读。
Chinese and English together.
英文和中文的可以一同来读。
And hope does not disappoint. Because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
乃是因着所赐给我们的圣灵。
The love of God is poured into our hearts.
神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Dear Brother Sam, thank you for not quoting that.
Sam 弟兄，我感谢你没有提到这一节经文，不然我就没有话可以讲了。
So we are given when the moment the Holy Spirit came into us when we were born again.
当我们重生得救的时候，圣灵就住到我们里面。
This is deposited into us.
这个圣灵是居住在我们里面的。
I think one brother said very clearly, "We are a very privileged generation."
有一个弟兄分享到，我们是很蒙福的一个时代。
Triune God lives in the hearts of His creatures.
三位一体的神住在他所造的人的心里面。
He did not live before the Pentecost.
在这个五旬节以前，这是没有显出来的。
From the day of Pentecost, God is in the man.
而在五旬节那一天开始，神就住在人的里面。
And we sang, "Never leave your temples."
我们今天早晨唱到说我们永远要居住在神的殿里面。
Each one is the tabernacle of God. Each one of us is a tabernacle of God.
我们每一个人都是神的会幕。
Just as Israel walked with the tabernacle of God, the ark of the testimony, and the pillar of cloud all the time, we are much more than that.
就如以色列人他们与会幕同行，他们有那个装载着这个还有云柱火柱来带领他们。
Because the love of God is poured into our hearts by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit Himself.
因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
So you and I must feel very heavy.
所以我们每个人可能会觉得有点重。
How can we carry God?
我们怎么能够来背负着神呢？
He is the eternal God.
他是那永生的神。
Omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent, living in you, living in me.
这位全知全能全在的神住在我们每一个人里面。
Oh, dearly beloved.
所蒙爱的。
Oh, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith.
那神借着信心可以住在我们里面。
That ye being rooted and grounded in love.
使我们的爱心在它里面有根有基。
With all saints may comprehend the immeasurable love of God in Christ.
使众圣徒可以来明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
Oh, dearly beloved, what a great privilege, what a great thrill, excitement, and what a great burden and responsibility are ours.
蒙爱的，我们有这何等的激励我们，但同时我们的责任也是何等的大。
And we will be able to carry it out with the Holy Spirit Himself living in us.
我们可以来借着圣灵有神的爱住在我们里面。
It is His enabling.
乃是他来，这是神所成就的。
And therefore He says, verse 14.For this reason, chapter 3, verse 14, for this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man.
所以就讲在以弗所书第三章十四节就讲到，因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地上的各家都是从他得名，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
So you and I do not have to strive or try, but Christ dwell in your heart, verse 17, through faith.
所以不是靠着我们自己的能力，靠着我们自己，乃是基督因着信已经住在我们里面了。
A man of God, F.B. Meyer said,
有一位属神的人，他这样分享到
：Faith is the root.
信心是那个根。
Hope is the stem.
盼望乃是那个枝干。
And love is the flower and fruit.
而爱就是那个花朵，还有那个果子。
You cannot see the root.
你看不见，你可能看不见那个根。
You cannot dissect the stem.
你也没有办法来就是切断这个枝干。
You can go to the flower and sniff.
但是你可以去闻那个花香。
You can pluck the fruit and eat.
你也可以来取那个果子来吃。
That's love.
这就是爱。
That's love.
这就是爱。
That's love that we share.
这是我们与神一同分享的爱。
That is the testimony of Christ revealed in us.
这就是基督住在我们里面的这个证据。
It is a life that is Christ exuding out of us more than the Niagara Falls.
这就是基督可以从我们身上流露出来的这样的见证。这不只是一个比喻而已。
The love that God is in us much more powerful.Than all the waterfalls of the earth, or maybe in the universe.
而这个基督的爱在我们里面，比这世上一切所有的都更有能力。
Can you hold a cup or a glass of under the Niagara Falls?
我们可以拿住
Pui. Can you hold a glass, a cup under the Niagara Falls to fill it?The cup.
Okay, 我觉得大家都应该明白。Continue, brother.
Continue. You said it very good. You cannot hold it. It will fill and fly away.
如果我们拿着那个风会很大，就会把那个水吹走，哦，杯子吹走。哦，我们拿不住那个瀑布，啊，哦，离家那块瀑布。
So in the same way, we are under the falls of God's life and love.
哦，这个我明白。但是我们是在神的爱，就如那个瀑布一样，我们是在这个瀑布里面的。
So what happens?
那这会发生什么呢？
It overwhelms us.
而这个神的爱就像那个，如果我们站在瀑布里面的话，那个神的爱就这样子来倾倒在我们身上。
That cup is covered with water. Nobody can see that.
而这个杯子就充满了水。
It's the water, only water coming out of that cup.
而就像那个水也从这个杯子里面流出来。
In the same manner.
同样的。
Each one of us must be overflowing with him.
我们也要被神这样的爱来充满。
We can shout much more than David. My cup runneth over.
我们可以像大卫一样来大声地说，我的福杯满溢。
My cup is not seen because it is overflowing with him.
我的杯子没有沉下去，我的杯子乃是因着神的爱就满溢了出来。
My cup is too small to hold him all.
我的杯子甚至是太小了，都没有办法承载神所有的这个爱。
My cup is too small to hold him all.
我的杯子甚至也太小了，没有办法来承载神他所有完全的所需。
But with one another.
但我们彼此一同的。
But with all saints.
我们与众圣徒一起。
Christ is expressed.In all his vast dimensions.
基督他所有一切的丰富借着我们众圣徒一起就可以流露出来。
That is what it says. That may we be able to comprehend verse 19.
这就是第十九节。
Sorry, verse 18.
十八节讲到
的。All saints, what's the breadth, the length, the height, and depth.To know the love of Christ, surpassing all knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. See?
就十八节讲到，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
This is only possible by Romans 5:5.
而这个是借着罗马书第五章五节所做成的。
This is only possible by Romans 8:14.
也是借着罗马书第八章十四节所做成的。
Romans 8:14 says, "Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God."
罗马书十八章第十四节讲到，因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。
Not the babies of God.
不是说神的婴孩。
Not the kindergarten of God.
不是神的这个幼稚园的孩子。
But here are the full degree holders out of the university of God's love.
而是我们因着神他这样的大爱，我们是他的儿子。
Doctorates and double doctorates and you name it.PhDs, double PhDs.
不仅是就是说你是那个不是说你就是很有学位的，或者是大学生，或者是做研究的。
And the Father delights.
但神他喜悦的是在他儿子里面。
What does he delight in?
神他喜悦什么呢？
Romans 8.
是在罗马书第八章。
Romans 8.
罗马书第八章。
And let us read.
我们一起来读。
Romans 8. Verse 29.
第二十九节。
Let us read together.
让我们一同来读。
For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren. We will be like him
我们每一个人这里的众圣徒有一
天 will be like him, love.
我们都会像他一样成为爱。
And he will call us all my little brethren.
我们主会来称我们做他的弟兄。
No sisters, remember.
哦，没有姊妹。
Brothers.
而是我们可以称为
他的弟兄。And Brother Kong used to say female brothers. Now, female brothers now.
姊妹弟兄。
But in heaven, all brothers.
在天上我们就成为了弟兄。
It is in Galatians very clearly.
在加拉太书里面有讲到。
So dearly beloved.
所以蒙爱的。
What a privilege we are given.
我们有这样的特权。
What a special people we are.
我们是何等特别的人。
What a new humanity we are.
我们是新造的人。
Because before this he says in chapter 2. He has made one of the two. The chosen ones, the Jews, the Israel, and the unchosen ones, the Gentiles, Goyim.
这是何等奇妙，就像保罗在以弗所书。
Very loving, very lovingly the Lord says, Ami, my people, in Hebrew. That is Israel. But he says, now, my church, Ecclesia, Ecclesia called out people.
所以我们保罗也讲到说，没有这个犹太人和外邦人的分别。在希伯来说也讲到说，现在神是在他的教会当中，是被拣选出来的人。
So God says, my people, Israel.
所以神他称以色列是他的子民。
And says, Ecclesia, called out people, this from among the Gentiles.One new man in Christ. He is the head. Dearly beloved, remember.
也是在外邦当中所拣选出来的，神也称他们为他的子民，而这当中就没有区别，那要成为一体，在基督里面。
Now we come to something very excellent.
那我们现在要讲到那更妙的。
This Holy Spirit is poured out.
这个圣灵浇灌在我们身上。
Not you and on me.No, remember now. Now we go to something else. Better.
不只是个人,
the best.
不只是你或者我。
The Holy Spirit is the anointment, is Mashah, is poured out on the head that is Christ.
这个圣灵就是像那个膏一样是浇到那个基督他作为头这里身上的。
It comes on his head, on his beard, and until the edge of the hem of his robe.
这个圣灵的膏油乃是从他的头上流出，流至胡须到他的脚跟。
So in this mysterious body that is the church, you and I are anointed.
所以教会作为他的身体是头，连同这个头一起被圣灵所膏抹的。
Now God wants something.
那神他要得着一个。
He wants consecration.
神要得着我们的奉献。
He has poured.
神他就把圣灵的膏油就浇灌在我们身上。
Made it completely incorruptible.
使这个身体成为不能朽坏的。
Now he wants to say, rise and give yourself.
那神也愿意我们现在可以起来，把我们自己奉献给他。
But not without the head, with Christ.
而是连同基督他作为头
一起奉献给他。
乃是如此来奉献给神。
So every morning we should fall down our knees and say, Lord, I consecrate with all my brothers and sisters the head that consecrates every day to you, every moment to you.
所以每天早晨愿意我们都能这样俯伏在神的面前说，我要与众弟兄姊妹一起连同基督我的头一同的来奉献给你。
Christ is consecrating to God moment by moment, every moment.
基督是无时无刻每时每刻都在把自己奉献给神的。
And final consecration will come physically. I don't have time to go into it. But it is in the 1 Corinthians chapter 15.I think verse 27 is there, that he will gather everything and he will put all things at the feet of God. And it is written, and it will be God all in all.
所以在最后的这个
I'm skipping ahead of so many things.
不好意思，我要跳过许多，但是最后的这个奉献在哥林多前书第十五章二十七节讲到，万有都要归于他的脚下。
So God forgive me.
所以神求神来宽恕我。
So dearly beloved.
蒙爱的。
This is what we saw today.
这就是今天我们所看见的。
Now we come to the 11th chapter.Of John's Gospel.
那我们现在来到约翰福音的第十一章。
I'm drawing your attention to one great fact.
我想要大家来看到这样一个事实。
When we study all scriptures,
当我们来学习神的话的时候
，The Old Testament
有旧约
，The New Testament, the Gospels
有新约，也包括福音书
，The letters.
然后还有书信
and revelation
还有启示录
but you know where we have to come back
但你知道我们要回到哪一本书吗
we have to come back to the gospel of Saint John
我们要回到约翰福音里面
gospel of Saint John is the full point the period of God's revelation
因为约翰福音乃是神他所有启示的像一个句号一样
and what do we see there in the 11th chapter
在约翰福音第十一章，我们看见什么呢
？Lazarus is dead.
拿撒路他死了。
And before that, the sisters send a message: the one who is whom you love is sick, very sick. My brother Lazarus, our brother Lazarus.
而拉撒路的两个姊妹就打发人去见耶稣，他们是这样说的：主啊，你所爱的人病了。
Christ delays.
而基督他选择延误。
And Lazarus dies.
所以拉撒路就病死了。
Lazarus is buried.
然后拉撒路也埋葬了。
Jesus comes after 4 days.
而耶稣在四天以后来到了拉撒路的墓前。
It's stinking. Lazarus is stinking.
而拉撒路他的尸身都已经臭了。
His body is undergoing decomposition.
他的这个身体都好像要开始分解了。
But,The Lord comes.
但神主他就在这个时候来了。
And he says, Martha says, you are too late.
马大说主你来得太晚了。
Yeah, Martha wants, says, oh Lord, you are too late.
马大就向主说主你来得太晚了。
The Lord says, you'll see the glory of God.
而主说你会看见神的荣耀。
Take me to the tomb.
带我去那个坟墓
前。Take me to that grave, that cave where his dead body is.
所以耶稣就说，带我到那个坟墓前，拉撒埋葬拉撒路的坟墓。
He goes there and cries out, Lazarus, come forth.
他就对着坟墓说，拉撒路出来。
So bound in shroud and bands, hands and feet tied, on the face also the shroud, he comes out.
而拉撒路他还带着那个裹尸的那些布还有脸上也包着手巾
Now,
这样的拉撒路就出来了
What does the Lord say?
我们的主说了什么呢
Unbind him, loosen him
主说解开卸开叫他走
Why didn't the Lord do the loosening?
为什么主他自己不做那个卸开的工作
Why didn't the Lord set him free from those bondages and bands?
为什么主他不自己他就来卸把拉撒路的这些裹尸布给弄开
he asked the dead people to unloosen the loosened Lazarus
但他叫那时候的人他们如死一般的人帮卸开拉撒路
Dearly beloved it is a foreshadow of church life
这个乃是我们基督耶稣他复活生命的一个预告
We are all dead in sin and trespasses.
我们的罪和罪中乃是死的。
When somebody dies, the dead person does not put the shroud around himself or herself.
当一个人死了的时候，这个死人他不能用裹尸布自己缠绕自己。
Those who think that they are alive, they put the shroud and put him in the grave.
那些自以为自己是活着的人就把这个死人缠绕放在坟墓里面
That is what we do to other dead people prejudices
而这也是好像我们的工作一样
Gossips
我们,
looking at the weaknesses of the other person. Oh, look at that.
我们看着别人, 我们就觉得说, 哦, 你是那个, 像死人一般的。
There is a great verse which impressed on my heart years ago when I was a young man.
有一句话, 它从我年轻的时候一直在我的心里面。
Titus 3:3.
就是提多书第三章第三节。
Hated and hating.
就是关于, 恨恶人也被恨恶。
This is the world.
这就是描述我们这个世界。
Hating and hated.
就像那个属肉体的基督徒，他们在恨恶人也被恨恶。
We kill the dead person many times over.
我们一次又一次的去杀害那些已死的人。
Without Christ, we are all dead, stinking.
没有基督，我们就如死人一般，就而且是臭的。
But Colossians chapter 3 says, if you are risen with Christ, your mind should be in the heavenly places where Christ is. That's where you see the raised Lazarus. Now, we are raised Lazarus is now. We will die. But we are raised Lazarus is now. Our sins are forgiven. We are washed. We are given the incorruption of God. So we should not hate one another. We should unmind all those shrouds that we have covered each other with.
所以在就像哥罗西书里面第三章那里讲到的，我们若与基督一同复活，乃要撕裂上面的事；而现在我们也像拉萨路一样，已经与基督一同复活了。我们要把我们自己身上别人身上这个裹尸布给都弄开。
So if we do not accept the miracle of new birth in the other person, we live the life in the graves, in the stinking place.
若我们不接受在我们弟兄姊妹身上所成就的这个复活的工作，我们就如那个在还在坟墓里面的死人一般。
So when we take out the shroud, the bands, we will see 4 days he was dead, no stinking. Fresh, like a child.
当我们来卸开, 我们弟兄姊妹身上这个裹尸布的时候, 我们就看见这是这样一个复活的生命, 它就不再臭了。
Oh, beloved brothers and sisters, this is what we are now to each other. Without that shroud that we have put.
蒙爱的弟兄姊妹们, 这是我们今天的实际, 我们已经不是被那个裹尸布所缠累的了。
So may the Lord grant us the power of His love alive in us, rooted and grounded in Christ.
愿主把他这个爱的能力放在我们里面，使我们的爱也有根有基。May
we enjoy one another raised up.
愿我们来享受我们彼此是一同复活的。
Amen.
Amen.